Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I want to talk in more detail about a subject we covered during a live stream last week. And a lot of people out there didn't watch it during the live stream, but we have a severe issue taking place here within the country. And that has to deal with the impending strike that the railroad workers are thinking about executing.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
From what I've heard about unions, they tend to lean more to the left, and they don't necessarily represent the people who pay their union dues. And a lot of the individuals in these unions are glorified yes men. All right, now I'm talking about the unions for the police. Talked about unions for teachers. Virtually all the unions out there pull this crap. In the beginning, I guess they're needed, because back in the day when profit drove everything, they were killed and maimed and nobody gave a shit, and the unions were formed to give the workers a little more power to help negotiate on their behalf. Now, the railroad is a unique enterprise. It's been around basically since the 1800s, and there was heavy government involvement in the building of the railway system across the United States. Back in the day, there was many people who had their land seized and confiscated under eminent domain so tracks could be laid. And there's hundreds of years of legal battles and precedents in regards to what the government did to the citizens to assist in the formation of the railway. Now, when you have very few companies that are working in a sector, and then you have the government behind them supporting the limited companies, that's called a monopoly. In fact, it's a monopoly on steroids, because you have basically the government standing over the monopoly with a big stick. And that is very distressing to be in that problem. Now, I've looked back at some of the historic articles in regards to wage disputes with the railroads, and there's been many of them. The last one is roughly, I think, 30 some odd years ago. And then the one before that was about 50 years back. And it revolved around pay and time off and sick leave, I guess. A lot of it. And injuries on the job. Okay. Now, what we have going on here today, you have all of the railway workers who are basically been working without a contract. Some say for 2.5 years, some say 3 years, but basically the last contract that was ratified was like 6.5 years prior to this. Okay, now, the railway workers, when you look at their gross pay, for the most part, are paid relatively well, and they do enjoy a good healthcare benefit, or insurance, as we call it. I got it. But the thing that's killing these guys is this. The railroads went to a system known as what they call it on-time scheduling, where they laid off a bunch of people. And they did that to increase profits, which for the past 7-8 years, record high profits, especially during the pandemic. So you have the railroad companies enjoying record profits, and they want to share none of that with the workers who make that all happen. Now, I understand both sides got to make money. There's got to be some leeway here. But what I'm seeing, especially when it comes to sick leave and being on schedule 24/7, 365, listen, it's crushing morale. The workers have had enough. And I've talked to three railroad workers on the telephone and one via email. And they're literally, since they started working the job, have extra duties piled upon them. Like, they get hired on under one job title, and then in their area, other people's got laid off, so now they have to fall in on 2 and 3, sometimes 4 people's duties. Okay. And they're not getting a bump in pay. Their cost of living allowances haven't really been keeping up with inflation, especially now under Biden, where we're anywhere between 7.5% and 12%, depending upon how you look at the equations of how they're calculating inflation. Got it. Now, there's talk out there that the government's going to pass some laws to keep railroad workers from striking because it will have a negative impact on the rest of the country. Now, I personally would not like to see these individuals strike because it would mean a lot of ass pain for the entire nation. But on the flip side, there's common sense and reality, okay? And that's where I always fall. Now, if you are being worked to death on call 24/7, 365. You don't have any paid sick leave, and you're having a hard time recruiting people to actually work for your company. Those are all indicators that you are working under an old business model that no longer works today. Now, a lot of the railroad disputes always revolve around this. I've looked back at some of the past ones. And when the railroad was formed, the country was a certain way. There was no social, there was no safety net or any of that horse shit. Either you worked or you starved. It got a little better as time went on, but those old business methods are still plaguing the railroad industry today. Now, I understand completely if the railroad workers said, hey, screw this, I'm out, and they go on strike. That would be terrible, but I understand why they're doing it. And it all boils down to one simple thing. You have a monopoly that's reinforced with the government. And if they pass a law stating you can't strike, then what the hell is you have a union for, especially when you have no say in regards to your illnesses, your injuries, sick time, having quality of life. Now, I can tell you this. There are CEOs of companies getting paid millions of dollars for the simple fact they are on call 24/7, 365, no matter what. All right. These railroad workers are not getting paid anywhere near that amount. All right. And some of these guys are on the rails for 5, 6, 7, 8 days straight. All right. A lot of them have to make stops that require per diem. And quite frankly, several of the railroad companies are balking at per diem, and they want to do away with it. Okay, so typically that's would be a 25% pay cut to these workers, on top of the fact they are not getting their cost of living that's keeping up with inflation. There's a lot of problems with the rail system, and some of those solutions are probably going to entail adding more competition and having the government step in and maintain the actual rail systems effectively, because there are a couple points in the country, mainly around Chicago, where the congestion for the trains is terrible. All right. Now, I've gone on enough about this whole train debacle, and the reason I'm doing this is, one, I want to see the workers for the railroads get their just desserts, meaning they're compensated for their time adequately. And I would like to see the train system continue to flourish and grow. And to do that, they're going to have to reimagine how they do business in today's day and age. Anyway, I hope this was informative for you. You guys take it easy.